20th century composer Igor Stravinsky was at first reluctant to accept a commission for a violin concerto because he didn't know the instrument well enough. But as WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, he changed his mind after consulting the intended violinist, who was game to try an unusual approach.
The story goes that Stravinsky, while lunching with violinist Samuel Dushkin, wrote out a chord on a piece of paper and asked him if he could play it.
And Dushkin said no. I think it was more like, I've never seen anything like that chord.
Philadelphia Orchestra First Associate Concertmaster Juliet Kang.
But then he got home and tried it out and found it could work. It's a big reach, and it's just an unusual interval to play, so it's a little bit hard to pick out in your ear before you play it.
Stravinsky wasn't aiming for the usual. The same chord starts each of four movements, which then take off in different directions. Kang says, in contrast to other works that feature the violin as solo voice,
this one seems almost like chamber music with the wind players, with the trumpets. You know, it's so intricately and rhythmically complicated.
The solo violin becomes an unconventional protagonist.
Veering on grotesque or supremely playful or almost caricatures of the traditional solo hero of a piece. The last movement is a real romp. It's got all these unexpected little accents, as does the first movement too. They're very tongue-in-cheek in a way.
Stravinsky's Violin Concerto premiered in 1931 with the composer-conducting soloist Dushkin. The music was later used by Balanchine in two ballets.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.